And it is why this morning, for the message of the success encounter, the theme this morning is spiritual stealing. Spiritual stealing. For you to excel in life. For you to be outstanding in life. For you to marvel on anything you lay your hand on. You must first and foremost have God on your side. Saying all the theories we have been listening to are not working. But every theory, every economical theories in 2008 worldwide
failed.
Even in US, in Britain, I was even in Britain in that December, January. If I had been in
Nigeria,
my financial situation would have been better than what I am today. Because I would have seen, I saw the handwriting. I would have taken some steps to get out of some investments.
But I was there enjoying myself
for a whole 1 month. All those theories failed. But there is a theory that can never fail. And that is the theory of the Almighty God. The laws of the Almighty God. For me and you to excel in life, brethren, we must first and foremost do things of the Lord the way He wants us to do it. Exodus chapter 22, verse 1 to 4. There will be time for question and answer and even contribution. Let's read it together. Is it on the board? Technical. Exodus 22, verse 1 to 4. Because what he said was so serious. So let's read it together. Exodus, the second book of Moses, chapter 22, verses 1 to 4. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we will wait for them until we have it. Amen. Have you opened your Bibles? Have you opened your Bibles? Okay, we will read together. One, to go. If a man shall steal a ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. Two, if a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. Verse 3. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be bloodshed for him. For he shall make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his what? For his debt. Verse 4, the last one. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or sheep or ox, okay, go on, he shall restore what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, from that scripture, we have seen how dangerous stealing is. God said, apart from restitution, that is, if you can't
mú o lè.
He should restitute.
Ó ní láti dá padà.
If he stole a cow.
Tí ó bá jí akọ màálù.
He should pay back with 5 cows.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ dá màálù márùn-ún
padà. If it is a sheep.
Tí ó bá jẹ́ àgùntàn.
He should pay back with 4 sheep for restitution.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ dá àgùntàn mẹ́rin padà.
The scripture went further.
Ìwé mímọ́ sọ.
To say that.
Ó tún sọ pé.
If a thief is trying to enter into your house at night.
Tí olè bá fẹ́ wọ inú ilé rẹ ní alẹ́.
And you catch him up.
Tí o bá mú.
And you break his head.
Tí o sì gé orí.
And he dies.
Tí o bá kú.
The scripture says you are not guilty.
Bíbélì sọ pé o kò jẹ̀bi.
That's the scripture.
Bíbélì ló sọ eléyìí.
That is to say you can kill a thief.
Eléyìí túmọ̀ sí pé o lè pa olè.
Brethren, is that not frightening?
Ṣélẹ̀ yóò bà wá lẹ́rù.
Then the scripture went further.
Ó tún tẹ̀síwájú.
That if you catch a thief.
Tí o bá mú olè.
He has already stolen from you.
Ó ti jí nǹkan kan lọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
And he has already disposed what he stole.
Ó sì ti tà á.
And he has nothing to restitute with.
Kò sì ní ohun tí ó fi dá padà.
What did the Bible says we should do?
Kí ni Bíbélì sọ pé kí a ṣe?
Say sell him.
Wọ́n ní kàn tà á.
Sell him. That is the scripture.
Kàn tà òun gan, kàn tà olè.
Hallelujah.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Hallelujah. Brethren, I didn't know.
Ẹ̀yin ará èmi kò mọ̀.
That stealing is so terrible.
Mi mọ̀ pé olè burú jáì.
Until I got to this portion of the scripture.
Àfi ìgbà tí mo ka ibí yìí.
That when you steal.
Pé ní tí o bá jalè.
And you cannot restitute.
Tí o sì kò lè dá padà.
One should be sold.
Ẹni irú ènìyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ a ní láti tà á.
Brethren, do you know that there is nowhere in the Bible? The Bible did not say if you catch a thief you should send him to prison.
Kò sí ibi tí wọ́n sọ nínú Bíbélì pé kán fi sí ẹ̀wọ̀n.
It is either you kill him.
Bóyá wọ́n ní kẹ pa.
Or you sell him.
Àbí kẹ tà á.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, what is it that God is telling us this morning?
Kí ni Ọlọ́run sọ fún wa ní òwúrọ̀ yìí?
What is it that God is trying to say to us this morning?
Kí ni ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí a mọ̀ ní òwúrọ̀ yìí?
Brethren, the Lord is telling us this morning.
Ẹ̀yin ará Ọlọ́run sọ fún wa lónìí.
Including myself.
Àti èmi náà.
Every minister.
Àti gbogbo àwọn ìránṣẹ́.
Every worker.
Àti gbogbo òṣìṣẹ́.
Every member of the congregation.
Àti gbogbo àwọn ọmọ ìjọ.
God is telling us this morning.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún wa lónìí.
That many of us.
Pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa.
We have sold ourselves out.
A ti sa ara wa dànù.
Into bondage.
Ní sínú.
Because we have stolen.
Nítorí pé a ti jalè.
I am sure there are many thieves in the church this
morning.
Mo
mọ̀ pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ olè ló wà nínú ìjọ Ọlọ́run lówùúrọ̀ yìí.
Is there any thief in the church this morning? Let me see your hand. Hallelujah. Nobody will raise his hand.
Kò sẹ́ni tó máa
lọ. Because the scripture says we see that kill.
Nítorí pé
mo ní
ni pé kán pa àbí
tó pa. So nobody will want to die.
Kò sẹ́ni tó fẹ́ kú.
Hallelujah. That reggae musician those days when we were young sang a song, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to do what? Nobody wants to die. Normally I don't expect any hand up.
A kò fẹ́ kí ẹnikẹ́ni náà nawọ́ sókè.
But almost all of us brethren are thieves.
But gbogbo wa tábò lè.
And this is what we are going to share for the next 15 minutes.
Ohun tí a fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ lé lórí fún ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dógún.
And after that we will pray.
A gbàdúrà.
We will take questions from ourselves.
A sì gba ìbéèrè.
Brethren, when it comes to material things.
Tí a bá ń sọ nípa àwọn ohun ara.
It is stated in Joshua 7:1.
Ó wà nínú ìwé Joshua oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ kínní.
Achan stole money and clothes.
Akani ó jí owó tàbí àjọ.
What is the result of stealing of the money and the clothes?
Kí ni àbájáde owó tí ó jí àṣẹ?
The result is in Joshua 7:19-26.
Ó wà nínú ìwé Joshua orí kọkàn.
The entire family.
Gbogbo ìdílé.
Was wiped out.
Òun ni ó parun.
Entire family.
Gbogbo ìdílé.
Brethren, we may, as we are seated, even as I'm standing here.
Bí a ṣe jókòó, bí a ṣe dúró yìí.
As my ministers are seated on the altar of the Most High God.
Bí àwọn ọmọ ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run ṣe jókòó sórí pẹpẹ.
We may be saying, But I didn't steal.
A lè máa sọ pé a kò jalè.
But the Lord said.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run sọ wípé.
In the book of Malachi.
Nínú ìwé Malachi.
3:8-9.
Orí kẹta, ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ sí ìkẹta.
Where he said we have robbed him.
Ó ní àti jà òun lólè.
Brethren, God says we have robbed him.
Ọlọ́run ní àti jà òun lólè.
This time around.
Ní àkókò.
We are not talking of stealing from human beings.
A kò sọ pé jíjí nǹkan lọ́dọ̀ ènìyàn.
We are stealing from God.
Ṣùgbọ́n àti jà Ọlọ́run lólè.
How did we rob you, Lord?
Báwo ni a ṣe jà lólè?
The Lord says in tithes and offering.
Ó ní nínú ìdá mẹ́wàá àti ọrẹ.
I'm sure a lot of us doesn't rob God. We have never robbed God before.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa àti ìjà lè.
We pay our tithes.
A máa ń san ìdá mẹ́wàá.
We pay our offering.
A máa ń san ọrẹ wa.
Regularly.
Gbogbo ìgbà.
But when God says pay your tithe.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ní san ìdá mẹ́wàá.
He says pay all.
Ó ní ká san.
Then I suddenly realized.
Mo wá rí.
The word all means all.
Gbogbo rẹ̀ túmọ̀ sí gbogbo.
Brethren, we have limited tithe paying into money.
A kìí fẹ́ san tán.
We have limited it to money.
A máa ń wo pé owó nìkan ni.
Income.
Owó tí a gbà nìkan.
Yet there are some income we receive from God on daily basis.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ohun kan wà tí a ń gbà lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run lójoojúmọ́.
Whether you are employed.
Bóyá wọ́n gbà ọ síṣẹ́.
Whether you are unemployed.
Àbí o kò tiẹ̀ níṣẹ́.
There are this income we receive from God on daily basis.
Àwọn kan wà tí a ń gbà lọ́run lójoojúmọ́.
And we hardly pay tithes on them.
A kò ní san ìdá mẹ́wàá rẹ̀.
Do you want to know one of the incomes this morning?
Ṣùgbọ́n ṣe a fẹ́ mọ eléyìí.
One of the income is time.
Àkókò.
Time.
Àkókò.
God gives us 24 hours every day.
Ọlọ́run fún wa ní wákàtí 24 lójoojúmọ́.
Every day as we wake up.
Tí a bá ti jí.
He hands unto me, unto you this income.
A gbélé ìwọ àti èmi lọ́wọ́.
How many hours? 24 hours.
24 lójoojúmọ́.
Brethren, what is the tithe of 24 hours?
Kí ni ìdá mẹ́wàá wákàtí tí a sọ yìí?
Tithe 10% of 24 is 2 hours 40 minutes.
Wákàtí méjì àti ìṣẹ́jú ogójì.
How many of us have spent 2 hours 40 minutes in the presence of God on daily basis for the 24 hours he has given unto us?
Èyàn mélòó nínú wa ló lo àwọn wákàtí
ìṣẹ́jú àdúrà? Let me see your hand apart from Sundays.
Èyàn mélòó?
Every day. One.
Ọkàn péré la rí.
Can you imagine that? Apart from Sundays when we come here.
Tí ó bá ti yàtọ̀ sí ọjọ́ Sunday tí a bí.
Except Sundays.
Ọjọ́ Sunday nìkan ni.
Monday to Friday, Saturday we dash out.
Láti gbogbo ọjọ́ mẹ́fà yòókù la fi ń wọlé, la fi ń jáde.
Even Sundays at times, how many hours do we worship God here?
Wákàtí mélòó
la ń lò. It took the grace of God for me to change the praise worship session from 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Ó gba orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run kí wọ́n yí àkókò ìyìn.
We dash out.
A máa ń wọlé.
Brethren, you have time for everything.
Ẹni àkókò
fún ọkọ. But you don't have time for that 2 hours 40 minutes that belongs to God.
A kò sì ní àkókò fún wákàtí
méjì. Whether in praises.
Àti ìṣẹ́jú.
Whether in evangelism.
Bóyá nínú iṣẹ́ ìyìn rere.
Even when you are driving, you can take part of the minutes while driving in giving God that praise.
Ẹ lo àkókò tí ẹ fi ń wa ọkọ̀ láti máa fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
Brethren, you agree with me.
Ẹ ní láti gbà pẹ̀lú.
Time is life.
Àkókò yìí òun ni iye.
Time is money.
Òun ni owó.
Time is almost everything.
Òun ni ohun gbogbo.
Almost everything. Time is
gbogbo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are talking about success encounter.
À ń sọ nípa àwọn àṣàyàn ẹ̀kọ́ tí a máa ń kọ́.
And I said earlier on.
Wọ́n sọ ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀.
For you to excel in life.
Fún ìwọ láti ṣe rere.
You must give.
O ní láti fi
kú. Unto God.
Fún Ọlọ́run.
What belongs to him.
Ohun tí ó jẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run.
You must ensure.
O ní láti mọ̀.
That God is in that thing you are doing.
Pé Ọlọ́run wà nínú ohun tí ó ṣe.
That is what we call shortcuts in life.
Ọ̀nà ìbùrú kan wà tí wọ́n máa ń pè láyé ọ̀nà ìbùrú.
When you are into a thing.
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ bá wà nínú ohun kan?
And God is not involved.
Tí Ọlọ́run ò bá sí níbẹ̀.
That is when failure arises.
Ìjákulẹ̀ máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
Pay your tithe.
San ìdá mẹ́wàá rẹ̀.
See what God will do for you.
Ṣé wo ti Ọlọ́run yóò ṣe?
Give him praises for 2 hours, 40 minutes every day.
Ẹ fi go fún ẹ.
See what God will do for you. We have seen businesses.
A ní nínú àwọn iṣẹ́ wa.
We have seen businesses.
A rí àwọn iṣẹ́.
That the energy you put into it.
Àwọn agbára okun tí a fi sí.
May not be as much as the energy you put into praising God.
Okun yìí ó lè má tó èyí tí a fi sí yíyan Ọlọ́run.
And be exiled.
A sì máa ṣe rere.
Brethren.
Ẹ̀yin ará.
There are causes and there are causes.
Àwọn ègún wà àti àwọn ègún wà.
We read the book of Exodus.
A ka ìwé Exodus.
And we realize that stealing is so bad.
A rí pé olè kò dára.
A lot of us have sold ourselves into bondage.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la ti tara wa
sí ìjòkó. Because we have robbed God of what belongs to God.
Nítorí pé a kò fi fún Ọlọ́run ohun tí ó ń ṣe ti Ọlọ́run.
Give what belongs to God to him.
Ẹ fi ohun tí ó ń ṣe ti Ọlọ́run fún.
And you will be surprised how it will marvel in your life.
Ẹ ó sì rí bí ẹ ó ṣe máa tayọ nínú ayé.
Give what belongs to God to God.
Ẹ fi ohun tí ó ń ṣe ti
Ọlọ́run fi. Before you start any business.
Kí ẹ tó ṣe iṣẹ́ kan.
I know, yes, we people will say, well, let's do feasibility studies. Yes, it is right.
Àwọn èèyàn máa sọ pé ó yẹ ká kọ́kọ́ ṣe
àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ àgbègbè. But before you step into it.
Kí ẹ tó ṣe.
Do you commit it into the hand of the Lord?
Ṣé ẹ fi lé Ọlọ́run lọ́wọ́?
Or is it not because brother so-so-so is doing the same thing, I want to follow suit?
Àti nítorí pé arábìnrin àbárákùnrin kan ṣe
é. Fingers are not equal. Ṣé ẹ fi lé
Ọlọ́run lọ́wọ́?
The grace of God upon each one of us.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run ló
fi ayé ẹni kankan.
Ó máa ń yàtọ̀ sí ẹnìkan àbí ẹni
kejì. Every step you take.
Gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ tí
o gbé. Commit to the hand of the Lord.
Ilé Ọlọ́run lọ́wọ́.
Trust and obey.
Máa gbọ́kànlé Ọlọ́run.
For you to be happy, you must do what trust and obey.
Láti lè láyọ̀ ẹni láti gba Ọlọ́run
gbọ́ kí ẹ sì gbọ́rọ̀.
Tí ẹ bá fi lé Ọlọ́run lọ́wọ́.
Hand it over unto him.
Gbé gbogbo ẹ̀ lé lọ́wọ́.
Let him be the managing director of that company.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí ó jẹ́ olùdarí iṣẹ́
yìí. Let him be the chairman of that business.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí ó jẹ́ alága nínú iṣẹ́ náà.
You will be
shocked
how successes.
Bí ìṣerere.
Will be the outcome of that business.
Bí ó ṣe máa jáde nínú òwò yìí.
Finally, let's look at Malachi 3:8-9. Very popular. I just wanted us to see
Malachi, the verse 9 there.
Can we have it on the screen? Good. 8-9. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Well, like I said, tithes and offering is not money alone.
Kì í ṣe owó nìkan ni.
We have look at timing.
A ti wo àkókò.
Some of us even in the church of God, we run after position too much.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ipò là ń
lè bí. We abandon what we need to do for God, we go after position after power.
Ohun tí ó yẹ kí a ṣe, a máa lé ipò.
Even in our circular lives.
Nínú àwọn iṣẹ́ wa.
The scripture says promotion neither come from the south, from the east, from the west,
Bibeli,
but from
Bibeli,
the Almighty God.
We
run after promotion like no man business. We run after position like no man business. Why don't you relax and allow God to move in your life?
Verse 9.
That's where we are going. And the scripture says, ye are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this old nation.
Gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè.
Can you see the flying row in that verse 9?
Ṣé ẹ lè rí ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án yìí?
Can you see the curse in that inside that verse 9?
Ṣé ẹ lè rí ègún tí ó
wà? Can you see where it is landing?
Ṣé ẹ ń rí ibi tí ó tó gbẹ̀yìn sí?
In the house of a thief.
Nínú ilé olè.
The house of a robber.
Nínú ilé olè.
That is where it's landing.
Ibẹ̀ gan ló ń já sí.
The scripture identify the thief.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ó fi olè hàn.
As the man who robs God.
Ó ní ẹni tí ó ja Ọlọ́run lólè.
Of his tithe and his one of his offering.
Nínú ọrẹ àti ìdámẹ́wàá.
When you rob him.
Tí ẹ bá jà lólè.
That curse.
Ègún yìí.
That curse.
Ègún.
You know what he does?
Kí ló máa ń ṣe?
Hallelujah. The curse of the Lord goes and settles in the life of that family.
Ègún yìí á wá fìdí múlẹ̀ nínú ìdílé náà.
Achan was the only one that perpetrated that stealing.
Achani ò nìkan ni ó ja irú olè báyìí.
Yet the whole family.
gbogbo idile
were consumed.
Awon lo je iya re.
Brethren, if you are such a man this morning,
ti e ba dabi iru eniyan bayi loni,
it is time for you
akoko re fun o
to send that curse out of your life.
Lati da egun yi ja ti egun yi jade ninu aye re.
Don't say your pastor loves money. I want more.
E ma so pe oluso agutan feran owo.
No, it's not because of money.
Ki se nitori
owo. It's for your own good and for my own good.
Fun rere re ati temi.
So that the sweating on prayer altar will be less.
Si ilagun re lori pepe adura.
If everybody are blessed.
Simi. Ti gbogbo eniyan ba ni ibukun.
If we are blessed.
Ti a ba ri ibukun.
The curse of the Lord is not in our lives.
Ti ko ba si egun Olorun
ninu aye wa. There is no how you will never be outstanding.
Ko si bi e ko se ni tayo.
I tell you.
Mo so fun yin.
We have seen people.
Ati ri eniyan.
Give them 5 million today, give them 10 million today, let them start the business.
Million marun ko
be
lo.
Within 2-3 months.
Laarin osu meta.
Everything will be wiped out.
Gbogbo e pata lo ma na tan.
Why?
Kini ji?
I have a friend, I gave him 5 million. But here, they asked me.
Won ni ore kan ti won fun ni million marun.
2007. He was just complaining.
Ni odun ki won so yi.
He was grumbling.
O bere si ku.
And I said, okay. I said, okay, don't worry, that business, let me give you 5 million.
Won ni pe ko se suru je fun ni million marun.
Till today, 2007.
Ti di oni yi.
I don't know what happened. One cover.
Wọn mọ ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ kò sí lè
mú
nǹkan jáde ó ti na tán.
Why? Simply because God was not in it.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run kò sí nínú rẹ̀.
What after he was making it? That is the mistake most of us do, even those of us selling
plenty
things. Àṣìṣe
tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ń ṣe ní eléyìí. Àwọn tó tọjà lékèké.
The capital, owó tẹ fi bẹ̀rẹ̀ iṣẹ́. The capital.
Owó tó fi bẹ̀rẹ̀ iṣẹ́.
Àti èrè interest ẹ̀rí lórí ẹ̀.
And the interest on it.
You do not separate them from one to this, you don't separate them.
Wọn kò rí iye, wọn kì í
yà lọ́tọ̀. You put everything together.
Wọ́n kàn dá gbogbo ẹ̀ papọ̀.
You just squander it.
Wọ́n á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ná.
If my Arizona mommy wants to do marriage, ọmọ aṣọ, ẹ mú owó lọ́nà because she wanted to be part of it.
If Arizona mommy wants to do marriage,
if it is, I'm not saying you should just join people to do to celebrate.
Ọ̀ní pé kí a máa darapọ̀ mọ́ àwọn
èèyàn. Look at yourself.
Wo ara rẹ.
You're having a business of 100,000.
Tí o bá ní owó.
And in your bank account, the total amount is 150,000.
Tí ẹ bá sì tó bá jẹ́
150,000. And somebody now came and said, come and buy aṣọ ẹbí for 25,000.
Tí o bá ní kẹ wá ra aṣọ ẹbí.
And you decided to take 25,000 after your business.
Tí ẹ bá mú owó tó owó yìí jáde.
How do you recover that back?
Ǹbo báwo lẹ ṣe fẹ́ rí i padà?
But if God is involved.
Ti Olorun ba wa ninu re.
He will direct you.
A dari re.
If God is involved.
Ti Olorun ba wa.
You will not overspend.
E ko ni
ni owo. If God is involved.
Ti Olorun ba wa ninu re.
Because you see, our God is not a liar.
Olorun wa ki paro.
He will never allow you to go astray.
Ko ni je ki o sina.
If you are in part with him.
Ti e ba nlo pelu re.
Give what belongs to God to God.
Ẹ fi fún Ọlọ́run tí ó jẹ́ tiẹ̀.
Give what belongs to God to God.
Ẹ fi fún Ọlọ́run.
You can see where those curses are landing.
Ẹ rí ibi tí àwọn ègún yìí fi ìdí múlẹ̀.
I may probably that be the man this morning.
O lè jẹ́ ọkùnrin náà lówùúrọ̀.
It could be you.
Ó sì lè jẹ́ ìwọ.
That before we encounter the truth.
Tí a nígbà tí a kò tí mọ òtítọ́.
We do things with our own wisdom.
A máa ń ṣe nǹkan pẹ̀lú ọgbọ́n orí wa.
The wisdom I have.
Oye tí o ní.
The wisdom you have.
Oye tí o ní.
Who gave it to you?
Ta ló fi fún ọ?
Is he not the almighty God?
Ṣé kì í ṣe Ọlọ́run
ẹ̀dá ògo? Why don't you go back to him?
Kí ló dé tí a ò padà sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀?
Nínú
gbogbo ìṣísẹ̀ tí a bá fẹ́ gbé.
There are some of us here.
Àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa níbí.
Even some pastors.
Àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
They will expect members of the congregation to come and discuss with them.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kí àwọn ọmọ ìjọ kan wá bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀.
Before taking any step.
Láti gbé ìgbésẹ̀ kan.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
A kò sọ pé kò
dára. But before going to your pastor.
Kí ẹ tó lọ bá
òun ṣáàjú. You are an anointed man of God, woman of God on every right.
Àmì òróró yan ìwọ pàápàá ní gbogbo.
You have a right to speak directly to your daddy.
Ẹ lè bá Ọlọ́run yín sọ̀rọ̀.
You don't need an intermediary.
Ẹ kò nílò ẹlòmíràn láti wà
láàrin
wa àti Ọlọ́run bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Talk to him.
Bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Let him direct you.
Jẹ́ kí o darí rẹ.
Every step you take.
Gbogbo ìgbésẹ̀ rẹ.
Do you know that when you honor God,
it's
part of paying tithes? When you honor him,
it's
part of the offering you offer to him. When you respect him,
he's
bound to see you through. Brethren, to excel in life, like I said, theories, yes, we have theories. Let me tell you one thing about myself. Everything I have, I got from the capital market. But as I'm standing on this altar today, come to me and ask me to advise you, I will refuse to advise you. It's not because I'm hiding something away. No. I started investing in the capital market as far back as 1977, I think. That time, it's not like what we do today.
You
buy today,
naira
meji.
If you buy 2 naira,
hold on to the 2 naira 50.
The next day, it will be 2 naira 50.
No, that wasn't it then.
Right
for keep.
The money
that you do not want. What we are saying is, when you want to invest, the money you invest with is an amount that you set aside. You close your eyes about it. You don't need it in the next 1 or 2 years. You expect it to grow. Not that after investing, just see the market increases. You quickly sell off. I will not advise anybody. Simply because when the market crashed, nobody escaped less than 60% loss, including me. And I look at the market. This was what I started doing before I got married. And my eyes were widely open. And I realized that it was like gambling. That's why I will not advise anybody. Investment is good. When you invest rightly, the Lord will back you up. But before you invest, give unto God what belongs to God. Before you invest, trust in God. Obey his commandments. Let him lead you. Let him direct you. Spiritual stealing. Even physical one. No, wow. It's not only spiritual. If you defraud anybody, that's good. Can you imagine if you defraud somebody and you can't restitute, you can't pay back, and if you have to go through Exodus, what will have happened? To kill or to sell? But unknown to us, we have sold ourselves into bondage by robbing God. This is why some of us, most of us, are going through the hardship we are going through. I pray today, in whatever way you have sold yourself unto bondage, by the reason of the breaking of today, the Lord will set you free in the name of Jesus. Trust and obey him. Trust and obey him. That is it. Kill. Stoned. I pray today, in whatever way you have been robbing God, by his grace, the Lord will be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. But henceforth, after 100 days fasting and praying, do things rightly as far as God is concerned.
Give God what belongs to him.
Ẹ fi fún Ọlọ́run ohun tó jẹ́ tirẹ̀.
Offer unto God what belongs to him.
Ẹ fi fún Ọlọ́run tirẹ̀.
Ordinary 10%.
Ìdá mẹ́wàá.
Ordinary.
Ìdá mẹ́wàá nìkan ni nínú ọgọ́rùn-ún.
Do you know that if you have a 100 naira today?
Tí ẹ bá ní ọgọ́rùn-ún náírà.
And you cannot release 100 naira. No, you cannot release 1 naira. As tight, when you get to that level with 10 million, to release 1 million as tight will be very difficult.
Tí ẹ kò bá lè fi 10 naira lẹ̀, tí ẹ bá ní 1 million, ẹ ní lè fi 100,000 lẹ̀.
For me, you know what I do?
Ẹ̀mọ̀ tí wọ́n máa ń ṣe.
Fortunately, I didn't bring my notebook.
Wọn kò mú ìwé wọn wá.
Every day.
Lójoojúmọ́.
Every day.
Ojoojúmọ́.
Every morning that comes into my hand, I have a report.
Gbogbo owó tó bá wá sí ọwọ́ wọn.
Àkọọ́lẹ̀.
Àkọsílẹ̀.
Every amount I spent.
Owó tí wọ́n ná.
I will write it down.
Wọ́n kọ́.
Anyone that is an income.
Èyí tí ó bá wọlé.
There is a column for tithe.
Wọ́n ní
ibi
tí wọ́n máa ń kọ ìdá mẹ́wàá sí.
And I don't wait until the month end.
Wọn ò ní dúró kí oṣù parí.
Every week.
Ní ọ̀sẹ̀ ọ̀sẹ̀.
Even if it is 2 naira.
Tó bá jẹ́ náírà méjì.
I will drop my 2 naira.
Wọ́n á kàn fi sílẹ̀ ni.
Chike now.
Wọ́n ti mójú kúrò.
Nothing consensually.
Ó tán.
I have sorted myself out with God.
Yes.
That's just it.
Bó ṣe rí
yẹn. If you keep your tithe in your pocket in the home.
Tí ẹ bá fi sínú àpò yín nínú ilé.
We have seen before, some people can bear me witness.
A ti rí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ rẹ̀.
The wife of a pastor will just go into that jacket. Ó máa mọ iye owó
tẹ̀mí. Àwọn ìyàwó pastor wọ́n kàn wọnú àpò.
Ó máa ná ní.
Wọ́n á mú owó wọn ná
sí wọn. And the Redeemed Christian Church of God does not allow you to fight your wife, abi?
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, wọ́n sọ pé kí àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn má báyàwó jà.
Brethren, let's do it rightly.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ṣe lọ́nà tó tọ́.
Be accountable to yourself.
Ẹyin pàápàá kí ẹ máa.
Look back when you record what you have spent in a day.
Gbogbo
ẹ
ti ná ẹkọ sílẹ̀ kẹ yẹ̀ wò.
Have I spent this wisely?
Ṣé mo ná eléyìí dáradára?
Have I done this judiciously?
Ṣé mo ná ní ọ̀nà tí ó tọ́?
Is this reasonable enough?
Ṣé eléyìí dára tó?
When you go back home and you look at that.
Ṣé ẹ bá padà sílé tẹ wò?
By tomorrow.
Tí ó bá di ọjọ́
kejì. If such situation arises.
Tí ó bá ṣẹlẹ̀.
You will do it better.
Ẹ ṣe ní ọ̀nà tí ó tọ́.
Let's bow down our heads.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a tẹríba fún àdúrà.
Talk to God this morning.
Sọ fún òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Daddy, in any way I have sold myself into bondage.
Bàbá ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tí mo ti tara mi sí ìgbèkùn.
Be merciful unto me.
Ṣàánú fún mi.
Be merciful unto me.
Ṣàánú fún mi.
I want to excel.
Mo fẹ́ tayọ.
I want to marvel.
Mo fẹ́ ṣe rere.
In everything I lay my hand on.
Gbogbo tí mo.
In every way I have ignored you.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tí mo ti kọ̀ sílẹ̀.
In every way I have abandoned you.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tí mo ti fi.
In every way I have set you aside.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tí mo ti yà
sí
ti
sọ̀gbẹ́. Have mercy, Lord.
Ṣàánú fún mi.
In every way I have sold myself.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tí mo ti
tara. Into slavery. Into slavery. Into slavery. Have mercy, Lord.
Ṣàánú fún mi.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
In whatever way I need to restitute.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
Lord, help me.
Ṣé láti ṣe àtúnṣe.
Help me.
Ṣàánú fún mi.
I want to excel in life. My waiting will not be in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Brethren, we have been talking about spiritual stealing.
A ti sọ nípa olè jíjà àti
ègún. And we have seen the causes.
A ti rí àwọn ègún.
Both in the book of Exodus.
Nínú ìwé Exodus.
And in the book of Malachi.
Àti ìwé Malachi.
We saw where it was landing.
A rí ibi tí ó já sí.
In our lives.
Nínú ayé wa.
We have begged God this morning.
A ti bẹ Ọlọ́run ní òwúrọ̀ yìí kó ṣàánú fún wa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next 5 minutes.
Ní ìṣẹ́jú márùn-ún.
Any question, any query.
Bí a rí ẹni tó ní ìbéèrè.
Any contribution.
Àbí àgbọ́yé. Àbí àfikún.
Hallelujah. 1, 2, God bless you. 3, 4. Oya, get us the second microphone quickly. Even when they raise a question, if you have an answer.
Tí wọ́n bá dẹ̀ sọ.
Now let me say one thing. You see people raising their hand.
Àwọn tó náwó wọn.
At times you will find somebody in the congregation raising up his hand to raise a question.
Ẹ rí ẹni tó náwó
rẹ̀. Not that he or she do not know the answer to that question.
Kì í ṣe pé kò mọ ìbéèrè.
But to help.
Láti lè ran.
Others. So don't underrate anybody.
Ẹ má ṣe fojú
rẹ nípa ẹni. No say ẹni yóò mọ eléyìí. No.
Ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ká
lọ bẹ́ẹ̀. He may be helping me.
Ó lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
He may be helping you. The first person please.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir, for this wonderful topic. My question is, sir, as a student who has finished from school and you're paying your tithe from school, you're paying your tithe to the fellowship you wear, and now you are home in the church how do you divide your tithe? Or do you divide and you are still loyal to your fellowship, you still keep paying your tithe? How do you pay to the fellowship and to your church?
Or you can write your question in
the... Hallelujah.
For that, you are no more in the school. You have graduated. Are you still in school? You are on holidays. You are not on holidays. You have graduated. You have graduated. Well, if you have graduated, I think that ends the relationship with the fellowship as far as your tithe is concerned. I'm not saying you must drop it here. In fact, there are some of us that drop our tithe in the campground.
But the fact
remains that if you want to bless your fellowship, that's another different thing. I'm not saying you can do that. If you know they need money, you can send money to them. But I think it is proper. You know, tithes, we have tithes, we have offering, we have different types of offering. Pay your tithe to your
local church.
If you are sending money to them, no problem. I can assure you, the blessings you will have in return will surprise you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody says, can somebody pay his tithe in advance before his monthly salary?
Are
you sure of that salary? Because they will remove tax, they will remove NHS, they will remove each other one. Hallelujah. Okay, repayments of loan. Well, if you are so blessed, there's nothing wrong in it as long as you record it. Nothing wrong. If you have SS and you think you want to pay in advance, as long as you fulfill the commandment of God. But if you should pay, that's why recording is very essential. When you should pay, you better come and pay that difference. So that you won't be a robber. And you won't be caused for sale. Yes, another one. The next person.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My question goes like this. In case someone approved for a loan and the loan is being granted, is it advisable for someone, and the loan is meant to be used for maybe to set up a business, in order to go forth for the business, is it advisable for the person to run into business to take some part to consider out of the loan being approved, to take like 10% as a tithe to offer it into the presence of God?
Ibere awon arabirin wa ni pe ti won ba gba loan ni ibi ti won tin sise won ni se o ye ki won yo ida mewa ninu re lati san abi be ko.
Hallelujah. That's a very wonderful question. Do you know why most business fail in this country?
Se e mo idi ti opolopo owo se n ku na.
That question is the reason why business fail. You go to a bank to apply for 200,000. Before you got that 200,000, they will have done feasibility studies. They will have done some analysis. They will have worked it out. How much you are putting in? How much is coming out? They gave you 200,000 for loan. For a particular project. My sister, when you get a loan to pay school fees, remove 10% and see whether the school will accept the money from you. Loan is loan. That is not an income. You are using it as a capital. From that loan, whatever you use that loan for will definitely yield dividend, whether you like it or not, very soon. Use the money loan. You call it loan. Use it for the business. And by the time the business boom, you have income. You have dividend. Out of the income, out of the dividend is what you will now pay tight on. Not the loan. Somebody says here, sorry, can you pay tight out of your, Jesus Christ. Good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Out of your house. Keeping allowance. For our women. Hallelujah. You better pay it.
Monica, so.
Konito. No, in reality, let's look at it this way. Housekeeping allowance, that is the feeding allowance. The head of the house, before dropping that housekeeping allowance, has already paid tight on the whole income. So for your own housekeeping allowance, housekeeping allowance, body she made you. Let me tell you, I will tell you now. Feeding allowance. If your husband has paid tight, you better ask him. Daddy, she is on tight. You need to get to from you. When he confirms it, that does not qualify for tight payment. But there's another housekeeping allowance, personal allowance. Let him go. The husband may decide, okay, this is your own allowance for the month. Pay tight out of that. You get that? Giving you, he gave you husband and wife. Oh, you're still on. He gave you 100,000. How much is 10% of 100,000?
10,000.
Oh, yeah, Paul. Ah! Pay it and see what God will do. Hallelujah. The third one,
Iketa.
Housekeeping. If you are traveling out to Sokoto, to Ibadan, to London, and you are leaving your wife behind,
yes, if you want
there
to
must be, what did they call it? Missing me allowance. And you must pay tithes. It's an income. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor, on a very more serious note.
Yes, sir.
I want clarification.
Okay, sir.
You embark on business with some friends, maybe about 7 of you, and you have structures, and we are all Christians, children of God, and the leadership decides to, you see, these days there are ways of stealing, if you must be frank. I can use your money for a while, for different purposes other than what it is meant for, and buy time to refund. Well, these are all speculations, not established, but it's obvious. We are into business, we issue checks for purposes, and our check will always bounce when we want to pay more than 4, 5, 6 times.
Nice.
We are all Christians. We are all on the same table doing business together. And you have the rest of us sitting on that same table. Nobody's talking. And one of us decides to raise a question, and the rest of us decide to shout down because the leadership are leaders in church. For me, that's why I say stealing is by so many means.
Oh, yes.
And nobody is a fool. The worst part is when I conceal. The thief knows what he's doing. But the others, do we know? Even if we don't know, if we are sensitized, you don't need to shout down. Rather, they keep quiet, they cover up, they hate, they backbite, and name. In fact, abuse for asking questions over your investment. I thank God for the topic of today. What I'm saying is personal to me, and I so much believe in God that He rewards all of us.
Oh, yes.
Whatever you lay, whichever way you lay your bed, you lie on your bed. But there is time. Or taniki baba magbo.
Baba luma parie.
When the time is right, baba magparie.
Hallelujah.
Because the experience is that you have quality men, educated, high in their places of work. They cover up because the leadership in that business are their leaders in church. And they do it in such a way with impunity. So I like the topic of today. Maybe it will speak to their conscience. And why I'm saying this is for everybody to be aware and be wary of people in church, if you want to do business with them, be careful.
Hallelujah. Well, from the comment of our brother, that's another thing you need to do. Before you go into business, like I said, commit it to the hand of the Almighty God. Because I'm a pastor. If I ask you to bring money now, some of you will willingly drop it. Some of you will grudgingly drop it. Some of you, because maybe I will note that you have not dropped, you will drop it. I was telling somebody last week about business. He was telling me, no, daddy, don't pay. And I told him, man, this is business. Because I'm a pastor. Doesn't mean you do a job for me. You now say I should not pay. I said, no, if you don't take time, I won't give you my. I won't start that business with you again. Business is quite different from religion. Let's separate business from the issue of the church. Whatever you need to do. If people call themselves together. Did you know that's why partnership never succeed? Two people, three people coming together. Hardly does it succeed. Because there's that distrust. You know me, Momo.
They don't trust themselves.
You make me a leader. Of the business. And my own intention is to make money for myself. I don't care about the other members of the group. It shouldn't be hard in the Christian door. It shouldn't. We must stand on the truth. And if they are shouting anybody down, are you shouting anybody down? I work in a place whereby I want the least shareholders, Loma Makparu, I want only 100 units. The people with millions will never talk. They will shut you down. My friend, sit down. As rich as Dangote is. Do you know that that man hardly attends the AGM of his companies? Because they will insult him and dress it down. I want to them, the people dressing him that are people with less than 100 units. You know they, what they do? They will just go and buy 100 units to be able to talk. So please, brethren, whatever business you get yourself into, let the fear of God be the foundation of that business. That's just it. Let the fear of God. What you will not want somebody to do to you, please don't do to somebody else. We will continue on that one. The Lord will set it for us in the name of Jesus. Do one pay tithe on the gross or the net? Which net? After loan payment, the loan that you have chocolate. The loan that you did not pay tight on. Honestly speaking, I think I pay my tight on my net because I don't have any loan. Net. What is your tax? What is your pension? What is your HS? What is your book? But if, assuming I have a loan and they deduct my loan repayment from my pay, I will have that thing back before I will pay my tithe. Oh, the next thing, so which one, which other thing is yet?
It's a question that usually comes up. Let me paint in this way. Assuming the company decide to give you everything that is due to you, and you are the one to pay the NHF, the loan you have taken, the insurance, every other deduction, you are the one to do it. Which one will you pay on?
Because they credited your account. Income, you to account. If the company has deducted at source, it will have been a different thing. But you know that you may not pay. Anyway, all I know, we are talking of income. What is income? What is income, sir? You have a salary, they pay you 100,000, and after deduction, you are paid 90,000. Yes, sir. You wanted to contribute? Uh-huh. The gross.
Because they do not trust you, they believe that if the money gets to you, you will not pay what you are supposed to pay to government. The government now goes to your employer. You say, employer, because I don't trust this man, you must ensure that from his money, help me deduct certain part of the money you are paying him and remit it to me.
Thank you, sir. When you receive dividend warrants, on what figure did you pay your tax? Tithe? Eh? What is on the check? Did you know that withholding tax 10% have been deducted before you? So go back and add your withholding tax. For me, withholding tax is for government. Those tax goes to the government. And mind you, if you say it's on gross, your pension fund that is debited from your account, from your salary today, that is credited to the pension fund that same day. When you retire, you will go and collect, and when you collect, you pay tax on it. Is that not double taxation? It's double. It's double. I tell you, pension, one credit is even here. When I retire now, they will give me, is it 25% or 50%? They will give me first.
Wow,
is that not it? When I collect it, won't I pay tight on it?
Wow, so
and if I have been paying way. Tight before now, hallelujah. Another question, we are rounding up quickly.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, man.
I appreciate God for the last question because that has done justice to my number one question. Because in praise class, when we were having tithes in Sunday school, we argued the same thing. So now I want us to clarify it for us, sir. Like, because somebody raised up the question that as I think she's working in the bank and they deduct all these tax and whatever, loan and some other things like that. So we're like, you are to pay from the total amount, even if they've deducted their own part of it, that she is to pay. That is to our own understanding. But now we have a clear understanding that means she's paying double or whatever. Okay, now somebody that is now into a business or a contract, they gave you a contract worth of like 15 million or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the person now is to execute
contract.
What the contract.
Yes.
And is to pay this total amount of, and it's worth like 15 million.
Uh-huh.
Sir, on that, how much is the person going to pay?
No, let him pay 15 million, tight on that 15 million.
On the 15 million.
Let's see whether it will balance. Could ever balance Kishekwe? You have a contract of... Thank you, my sister. I know what you are saying. I got your question. Your question is, somebody was granted 15 million contracts. Now, are we to pay tight on that 15 million? You cannot pay tight. Because you see, wait. Let's explain to you. For the contract, you have done your analysis. You knew... Even before that contract was given to you, that this is the so much profit you will make. And when they give you the 15 million, you know very well that what you will use in executing that contract is not up to 15 million. You will have done your homework. Probably the contract will cost you 10 million.
Oh yeah, million
you have 5 million as your profit.
Oh, million
your tithe should be on that 5 million. After the execution of the contract, if you now realize that you to execute that contract, you did not spend up to 10 million naira
again,
that you have a leftover, that you should not add to that 5 million. You will still pay tight on that leftover, not on the contract.
That means the same thing applicable to person working in the bank. Because some money would have been deducted from
Except if it's a loan, add it back. had your loan repayment back because of the shop later.
Yeah, Ben.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Have, well. I mean, and we said loan, you cannot pay tithe on loan. Now, when you are repaying, you pay it, I mean, you had that repayment back. You get it, you pay tithe on it. Because what you use your, for instance, you bought it, oh, they gave you a car loan. Profit will offer me make your car loan to buy. I said to buy my family to a business. Is that not it? A pleasure car. So if you are paying your car loan back, add that portion of repayment to your net income and you pay tight on it. But one thing with the bankers, another thing, maybe any other question so that we'll round up. Some people are giving up front. Okay,
I want to ask one more. Somebody that is paying his tithe every month and is also having a contribution somewhere, maybe paying some part of our salary as contribution, maybe like 10 people. So after, and you are paying your salary, you are paying tithe in your salary. Are you going to pay tithe in that money?
When no. Provide.
Because you said it is an income. See, the money is coming to you as an income.
It's not an income. It's like savings. It's investment. But if there is an increase upon that investment, my God, Toba Sebo, if there is an increase upon that investment, you will pay tithe on that increase only. They pay people, a lot of people are asking allowance.
Wardrobe allowance.
Wardrobe allowance. No, you must pay tithe on wardrobe allowance. On every other allowance. You see that house in the corner of disagree a little bit on. For instance, for me, I have a house.
Money,
if you have a house, they pay you your housing allowance. My brother, you must pay tithe on that housing allowance. But if you don't have a house, you are living in a rented apartment. For instance, if they pay you 1 million as housing allowance in a year. Housing allowance in a year. And you pay your house rent is 800,000. You pay your housing rent, your rent for 800,000. The excess, you pay your tithe over. Because if my housing allowance is 500,000 and my rent is 500,000 and I ask you to pay tithe on that 500,000, will you be able to pay fully to the landlord?
No.
Excess over it. Yes, sir. One more, two people, so that we can close. Oh, yeah. Oh, you told me I took me, sorry.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Pastor, sir, the topic today is titled Spiritual
Stealing.
And I've listened attentively. All the questions, all the contributions, they are on tithe.
Yes.
That is a direction. Sir, I want us to look for an opportunity to still discuss this tithe very well. The time we have today, we cannot do justice to it. I have a lot of observations on that topic tithe, but I don't want to waste our time. I won't go on into that. So let us look for another time to discuss. Spiritual stealing. I was just reading something and it shocks me to note that about $70 million is being lost every year in the United States on time stealing. And if United States, they lose $70 million, I don't know how much we lose in Nigeria. You buy fuel of 5,000 naira in your car, and a trip of 30 minutes, you spend 3 hours. Apart from wasting your money there, you are also stealing time. How many of us get to office by 9 o'clock, and when you want to write the time you get to the office, you write 9 o'clock. If you go to the ministry, attempt to get something done. When you get there 3:30, they close 4. When you get there 3:30, they still have 30 minutes. They will tell you, don't you know that we close 4 o'clock? You are here 3:30. That 30 minutes, we have stolen that time. And finally, we have what we call sanctified stealing. Sanctified stealing. We have some pastors, we call them motivational speakers. when you listen to them, you will take money from your enemy and drop when they finish. Stealing in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Okay, let me just take two more people. Thank you for your contribution. You have had it. If any pastor mounts this pulpit and says he wants to raise money without my approval, you will be shocked. I will come by his side and I will tell him, Pastor, stop that. I can assure you that. No way. If you are led to contribute towards the work of God, go ahead. But not that somebody will say, because I'm ministering. Who is ministering? Is it him or God? So many of you are sitting here. If this same topic is handed over to one or two, three people, you will do better than I do. So why will I not say, pray, you see, my prayer, our prayer is, that is just, the, when you have any leader, any pastor, your prayer towards them is that, Lord, what it takes to be a man, what it takes to be a pastor, committing to our hands. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Number one, on the spiritual stealing, there is one minor one I want to make reference to. You discover in our various offices, it might be ordinary envelope. You take your official envelope to do some personal runs. They will use your official company's facility even to apply to another organization. They will cook up CVs based on the experience of the company to attract another business or another employment. Is that not stealing? That's another, I classify it as serious stealing, because it's like a brain drain. A company that has spent years to develop their data, they will steal your data. And also there's something that is that happens in the in businesses that we need to be conscious of. Because you are a pastor, they realize that you are a minister of God. They tend to ask you silly things, sir, I need to go to church. They are not going to church. We have vigil, sir, I need to close early. Is he actually going to for a vigil or not? We need to be careful about all those things. Also, on the tithe, as a businessman, you are supposed to be on salary, even though you are the owner of the company or not.
Wonderful.
As an owner of the company, you must have your salary.
Yes.
You pay your tithe on your salary. You can decide to pay pro company
tithe
based on your profit.
At the end of the year.
You need to understand, put something to in cognizance that you have bills to pay every month. For you to keep your workers, there should be a particular portion of your profit that goes to service salaries, wages, and salary. You need to have operational account. So if you, because you have a business of 15 million and you make 5 million, doesn't mean that you owe that 5 million. Yes. There are some things that has to be put in place. If not, your company will go down within a short period.
Oh, yes.
Your company will go down. So let's be careful about how we plan, how we talk about time. I employ every business person here to separate your business from yourself. Limit your expenses to your salary. Stop dipping your hand into your capital for you to survive. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that contribution. Separate capital from income. Pay yourself. Know how much you are earning as the head of the company. Pay yourself. Don't just say, bring this, bring that. No, it's never done like that. Yes, finally.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
something just struck my mind when the question of payment of tithe in advance. You know, this is a spiritual work. Don't you think that there will be a kind of spiritual implication? Because it's like you're telling God, okay, I'm paying 6 months in advance. between now and the next 6 months, I'm not expecting any increment in my salary. So I think it should be well thought of. Now, if at all you now want to pay your tithe in advance, and during the course there is an increment, there should be a payment of tithe on the increment.
That was what I said, exactly. If there is an increase, if you want to pay in advance, don't be surprised. You know, God, one thing with God is that we cannot know Him fully. You said spiritual implication. God, the spiritual implication could be from the other way around.
You
can give me in advance, then your blessings also will come earlier than you expect. But if there is an increase,
make sure you pay.
But if there is a decrease, what will happen? Don't claim it back. Don't worry. There are people that are paying more than 10%. Some people pay 20%. Some people are paying up to 50% of their income as tithe today. And yet, the blessings of God keep running after them every day, every now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, thank God for today. All you need to know, the topic is spiritual stealing. Don't limit it to spiritual stealing only. Limit it to your personal life. Physical stealing. There are so many ways to rob one another. You rob your house key as help.
I want to go lodo yin e nfi ya je won.
I won't tell say you rob your husband or you rob your wife, but then it can happen.
Eleyi le sele.
For you not to be sold out. For you not to be killed. Let's avoid it. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name.